What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday the 12th of January. A very nondescript day in my house. If you've not been here before and you're listening to the podcast, there's videos on YouTube at the moment of the podcast. I am actually thinking of, as nobody actually watches the videos, it's very possible I may stop doing them for a month so I've got time to do something else. But the podcast will run and will continue. A decision I've made in full. I've not signed any documents. I've not signed any executive orders yet, but it might happen. Just because the podcast is quicker to do, the videos, nobody even watches them apart from me. And I know I'm a narcissist, and I do love my own face, and I do love watching how great I am on the TV. But if nobody else is going to watch it, I'm going to have to. I'm just going to ponder to the people who are listening on the podcast for now. But that's not guaranteed. Anyway, moving on. Let's move on to Ricky Gervais has turned down a gig in space. The first ever stand-up show in space because he was too scared to go up there. Why would anybody ever want to do a stand-up show in space anyway? I'm pretty certain. Well, everyone would be pissed, I suppose. I was going to say, is everybody going to really be getting down with a fucking stand-up show while you're travelling in space for the first, probably the people on there, for the first time ever? You're going to be shitting yourself. The last thing you're going to be thinking, if you are laughing, you're going to be laughing like through, you just all your brain's going to be thinking about, I hope we don't crash, I hope we don't fucking blow up, I hope we don't lose any oxygen. So it's going to be forced laughter. At the very most, unless you're pissed. And if you're pissed, and if they allow drinks on there, then, you know, it could go both ways. You can be really having a great time, having a riot, or you could be panicking like that scene on Airplane when everybody does panic, and that scene on Airplane when everybody, the whole plane is jumping about and everybody's like panicking, climbing over the seats, and breasts are flying everywhere. That's the bit I always remember. I've mentioned this bit before, and I always remember the breast bit bouncing across the screen. But that's everybody in a mad panic. That was the epitome. In Airplane, it was the epitome of a panic on an airplane. In the Airplane, the film, that is. Anyway, so he's turned that down. He's turned down being a comedian in space. I don't. Somebody's just trying to be the first of something that doesn't really need to happen. The first, we're going to do the first comedy in space. I suppose they would broadcast it down here and we could all watch it. That's, I guess, where it might come across as like fucking half decent. But if the comedian's scared, then he ain't going to be very good either, is he? Because even he's going to be shitting himself. Or not on the ball, should I say. The comedian's going to have to be pissed. He'll have to do Doug Stanhope. Send him up there, Doug Stanhope. He likes to get pissed out of his brains. So if he's pissed, he's going to be... Is it always funny? And that's because he's always pissed. Apparently, he even said so himself. I never said it. Even he said himself, he can't even do it. He can't even perform stand-up without being drunk. So, that's his, lubricating the funny bones. Anyway, there's a lot of people who are not feeling feeling funny at all during the lockdown, at all. The romance apparently suffered, especially those romantics or the couples. They said they suffered a major recession in sex, with a quarter of them not even knowing when the last time that they even had sex. They've given up on it. They've moved over to the jigsaws. They've moved. If there is a government thing going on that they're trying to force us, they're trying to stop us enjoying ourselves, they moved us over to jigsaws, and then they're going to move us over to just being lobotomized in front of the TV. Then they're going to feed us, what's it called? They're going to feed us adverts and shit to buy through our laptops and through our phones and through the TV, and we'll never go out again. And they've got us on the food. They've got us ordering Deliveroo, so food is delivered to the door. We're ordering stuff on the TV. We'll probably be working through the TV. All jobs, everything will be worked through the house. So I'll tell you what, it sounds fucking all right to me, apart from, the people aren't going to be having sex as much or ever. Or not, they'll probably be like fucking promoting Pornhub through the TV next. That'll become a household name. Pornhub, in between Combination Streets, Pornhub advert show comes up. Well, you never know, do you? There's definitely they're definitely changing. Facebook and all that, they're definitely changing everybody's habits, everybody's buying habits, everybody's they're telling you what you're interested in. You're interested in something, they tell you about 10 other things related that you might be interested in. They're creating your whole existence, which is good. It's convenient, but it might not be what I wanted to do in my life, actually, sitting watching the watching my phone all day long. And I do it enough. Because now it's easier to fucking do it through your phone than it is turning on your laptop. So some people think I'm sitting there, you know, pissing about on Facebook, but I'm not. I'm working, all right? I'm working. I'm just not doing it through the laptop, which looks like you're working. Trump's Twitter and the same. Twitter's banned. Freedom of speech is all banned. I've forever seen people getting kicked off Twitter or blocked on Facebook for saying things that they shouldn't have said or whatever. Now, Trump's been banned off Twitter, and every other thing has been banned off Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Twitch, loads of other things. They're making sure he doesn't switch on to something else because they're all owned by the same people. It's going the way of the newspapers. That's why it's fucked, because all this social media now is all become, all the newspapers are all propaganda. Everybody, all the newspapers are owned by the same people, and now it's happening with social media. So one person's banned him, so they're banned him from everything because they're all interlinked. I don't agree with it. I think he should be on there to entertain us at the very least with his, you know, if he says something stupid or he comes out and calls somebody out on something else. It's not for them to tell you that he shouldn't be on there. It's for fucking, if he says something that's against the law, then that's down to the police, isn't it? It's not down to fucking Twitter. Twitter nanny state. You know, everybody can call him out and call him a fucking twat. That's fine. So anyway, Twitter's lost, what's it called, 5 billion of its value. So the value of Twitter's gone right down because of it. Maybe he's pulled out, he's probably pulling out stops now. He's probably like going to pop the bubble for some of their fucking share prices. He's got to come back, hasn't he? He's got to come back and have a go at, and try and get his own back. Although they are trying to impeach him for the second time. If anything, just to embarrass him or to stop him running for president again. Even though he's only got about 10 days left. Less than that. What's he got? 6-8 days left? But they're trying to impeach him in the 8 days so that he doesn't get to be able to run again. I'll tell you what, it's entertaining at the very least. It's like a saga. It's like Dallas, a really shit version of Dallas. What was the next thing I was going to find? Oh, I had something else. Oh, Sex in the City's back. That's one good thing to come out of America. Sex in the City. I've got to tell you, that's a guilty pleasure. I've not watched the films, though, but the programme was funny as fuck. I've got to tell you. If you're a bloke and you haven't watched Sex in the City, you know what you're missing. It's like, it's a side of women that you wouldn't even know existed. But it's all sides, isn't it? Because four characters, they represent fucking probably every single side of women in various forms and shapes and twists and turns. But it's very, very entertaining. And Mr. Big, come on, is he not the best character? He's not the greatest when it comes to women, but he's the greatest character in that programme. He's brilliant. I have all the blokes in it. I mean, there's some really funny people in there, but he's the best. Mr. Big, bigging him up. I'm bigging him up. And he's not called Mr. Big for what you think, because that's what the first thing you'd think is why he's called Mr. Big. And you're trying to figure out, why is he called Mr. Big? Has he got a big dick or what? Is that the reason? Obviously, I've told you now what the main elephant's in the room. But I don't think it's for that. It's for something else. I can't even remember what it was for. I was going to tell you then, but I forgot. So you'd have to search it, Google it. A Batman comic sold for £1 million. Now, that is right up my street. A Batman comic is at an auction. It's the number one, obviously. Any number one. If you ever find a number one of anything, you've got to try it in the auction because it could be worth a fucking fortune. I've got about 10 number one magazines downstairs. I'm not going to tell you which. But I bought a fucking box of magazines to resell. And I sold most of them. But I've kept the number ones and I'm going to put them in the auction. Nothing like a Batman. Nothing, no £1 million ones. You know, I might get 50 or 100 quid for them. But you're always looking. You've got to be looking out there for things that make money. Things that make you go, things that make you go, look at all that lovely money. But Yeah, that's good. £1 million for a comic. Come on. I mean, that's just fucking ice, isn't it? You can work your ass off and never get anywhere near that. So check your lofts. Check under your beds. Check in your nan's loft. Check what your grandparents have got. They've probably got something. You never know. Could be an old Chinese vase. Could be worth 50 million. Sex toys for Frisky Fidos. Imagine these finding these in 100 years' time. Thinking these are what's going to be called an antique in 100 years' time from now are going to be things like this. Sex toys for dogs. They're basically, you can buy dolls for your dog that your dog shags. If you've got a frisky dog, and I've been around somebody's house before, and their dog is shagging a doll, and they didn't give it as a dog, as a fucking thing for the dog to shag. He just shags it, and they want it back. It's the kid's toy, and the dog's shagging it. So now, obviously, this is a common theme. So now they've created animal toys that you can give to the dog for it to have sex with. That's what people in 100 years are going to find, and they're going to go, what the hell is this? And some historian's going to go, oh, that's what they used to give to their pets for the dogs to shag, to have sex with. That's why he's got a hole in the arse. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, everything that we look back, antiques, there's a bit of style and a bit of fucking class to it. There's a bit of something, there's a bit of craftsmanship. All they're going to find is tat from this day and age. Most of it coming out of China. That's why the Chinese are rich. They weren't rich a long time ago. They're rich because we're buying tat galore off them. And we're creating tat, not just Chinese. We're getting tat from everywhere. Tat is the order of the fucking year. The order of the generation, should I say. Right, I think I'm going to get to the... that's it, I think. That's the last one I'm going to do. Danny Boyle has directed a 6-part TV series about the Sex Pistols. That's got to be good. Can't wait for that. TV series like the Sex Pistols. That's the guy who made Trainspotting. So if you like Trainspotting, it's got to be like that. It's going to be fucking fun to watch that as. Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious and all the rest. It's just going to be hilarious. And it's going to be about the punk era, which is one of my favourite eras anyway. So can't wait for that. That's going to be Johnny Rotten. Is he going to have a guest appearance? Come on, Danny. If you don't put Johnny Rotten as a guest appearance, he deserves to be on the TV a lot more than he is, because he says what he likes and that is entertaining and he calls people out. In fact, he was one of the very first people to get called out, Jimmy Savile. He called him out truthfully back in fucking the 80s when nobody else would, and the BBC banned Johnny Rotten from fucking BBC, not Jimmy Savile. So, come on. That just goes to show you what the powers that be and what the fucking think about anybody who questions it. Right, I'm going to leave it there, and probably, or most likely, and I will do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.